on a Saturday morning. I love it. If you love that horn and that music as much as I do, you need to check out Nazim Rashid on Amazon and get his album, Timber, okay? It's available on sale. Checking out our show this week. We're on live. We are here at Student Church of Duke. You know, a lot of people are not aware of what student teachers really mean. And I just wanted to go through the content of it for just a moment. That's Applewhite, and you're on the Student Radio Show. In it. I'm having a few little difficulties here, turning down the music here, and in this moment. Bottom line is that the student to teacher to student radio show on internet was developed by White Apple Institute for the purpose of helping people acknowledge that we are all students and we are all teachers. So this morning, I'm going to be your teacher, and you'll be my student. And then guess what? When you call in to the radio show, it's going to switch on you, because then you're going to become my teacher, and I'm going to become your student, okay? And that's how it works on the student-to-teacher-to-student radio show on the internet, okay? That's how it works. So right now, we're still having some technical difficulties, and I'm hoping that all of you will hang in there and not give up just because of these little quirks in the system, and make sure that we have a good connection here. And sometimes we do and sometimes we don't, but that's the perfection of technology that we're working with right now, okay? It is not perfect. Hello? All right. Hang in there, audience. We're getting this together. It says that we are connected. But please call into the show and let me know if you're having difficulties listening to me on the internet this morning or on the 1-646-727-3758 number. If you're having any difficulties with that, please let me know and call in for me, okay? All right, so I'm with the show here this morning, and I just want, again, to make sure that everybody is aware of what's happening. And that is that the there is no failure unless you stop trying. And that goes for our students and our teachers. You see, many years ago, before I decided that I wanted to go into the field of education, I thought that only teachers knew it all. And then I found out that it wasn't teachers that knew it all. It was students and teachers sharing together information, and that we do not become failures unless we are not trying to share. And what I'm hoping is that everyone is trying to share information out there. We want you to call in and share information about the statement that I've made this morning, that there is no failure unless you stop trying. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Professor Applewhite. This is Angelo.
Good morning, Angelo. It's been a while since you called in, one of our loyal listeners and also one of our loyal staff members of White Apple Institute. Although everything's been on hold for a while because Professor Applewhite's been dealing with these medical issues, but we still keep on plugging along, don't we?
Yes, we do.
That's right. The radio show will go on, and there will be information shared, and I've got a number of messages. Unfortunately, my listeners out there, our listeners, I should say, Angelo, will not stop writing in and telling us how much they enjoy the show, because we really appreciate that. That lets us know you guys are out there, you're listening. You might not call in because some people are shy. And let me make sure I put the chat line on here because I don't want anybody to miss the chat. And, you know, and then we miss those that don't want to get into, you know, talking online, Angelo. Some people are a little shy with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay though. You know, I can't say that I wasn't shy when I first started doing this many, many years ago. I used to have a television show in Los Angeles. And boy, I tell you, those lights were hot and I was nervous, and then I just had to, can I just say, I had to just give it to God, man. I had to give it to God and say, God, let me speak what you want me to say. Tell me what you want me to say. And I got up there underneath those hot lights, man, and whatever came out of my life, my mouth, was encouraged by God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
Go
ahead.
We always have that serenity prayer that I've always used when I was doing 12-step work.
Well, say it, because a lot of people don't know that serenity prayer.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You know,
I hope all of our listeners got that because, I mean, if anything is the bottom line on how we deal with life and just getting through some of the stuff we have to deal with in our own personal lives, and then we got to turn on the news and hear about all the other things that are going on, from oil spills to seafood we can't eat anymore, okay, to babies being snatched, to women being raped, to men being killed for no reason. I mean, we can go on and on and on about all the negative stuff out there. And Brother Nazim Rashid will have a show coming up very shortly that will be called Positive News. Positive news out there. And the actual name of the show is, as a matter of fact, the name of his book, which is Reconnected. Okay? So we want to make sure that we, give the brother support on his show, okay, and listen to his show. I believe before I announce the time, I better make sure that I check the time with the show management. So probably on the next show, I'll be introducing Nazim Rashid to talk about his show more, or he might be able to join us this morning. I know he's traveling around right now, and he may be able to join us this morning. We certainly hope he can, but if not, we're just going to keep on going, right on? But I love what you said. Let's just try it one more time. God, grant me the serenity. Serenity.
To accept the things I cannot change. And courage to change the things that I can.
Yeah. Courage. Serenity and courage. Those are the two key words, aren't there? And then knowing the difference between having serenity, which is peace in our lives. You know, I hear a lot of people
right.
Peace. They want peace. I want peace in my life. But I don't see
and
them
the
doing
to know
bring peace into their lives. If anything, they bring people into their lives that disrupt. And I can say that for myself. Sometimes I am not even up on it when I talk about the people that are in my life. I'm not up on it. And I have to stand back and check it out for a minute. You know, which is what I tell my students to do. Just stand back for a minute and look at your life like it's a videotape. Okay? Like it's a videotape of everything that's going on, and you're looking at somebody else's life, and look at what you could have done to bring more serenity to the situation. And then I want you to stand back, and I want you to look at what you could have more courage to do. Roll up your sleeves and courage to change what you need to change. One of the changes is open up the door, okay, and say, this is a house of peace. Goodbye. And unless you bring that peace in here, it is goodbye. That's hard to do sometimes, isn't it, Angela?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then that, oh, the awesome one. The difference to know, the difference between serenity, having the serenity and the courage, because sometimes we make mistakes and we misunderstand what's really going on. And we don't stand back far enough to really look at what's happening. And we start having misunderstandings and misperceptions about what's happening. And so we have to be very, very careful about having misperceptions and jumping to conclusions about what's happening. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why we ask for the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah. And who teaches us that when we don't have parents? When we don't have parents that teach us that, because, I mean, when we go back, I mean, somewhere along the line, the parents have to take some responsibility, especially when we're talking about children, younger students, the younger students of life and the younger students in our schools. Somebody's got to take responsibility for that. Now, when they get older and they become of adult age, when they can tell you things like, I'm leaving, I can take care of myself, I don't need anybody to tell me what to do, I don't know, to come in late, come in early, come in anytime. I don't need anybody to tell me that. Then that's time for them to make the decision in their life that you are no longer the one who makes up what the difference is between serenity and courage for them. Now it's yours. And now it's theirs. Does that make sense? It's their decision now to decide what is serenity and what is courage for them now. From younger children to students. Teachers need to listen to this too. Because we have a lot of trouble sometimes with knowing the difference between creating a peaceful environment in our classroom and allowing chaos because we feel the system has failed us. So therefore, we turn around sometimes and we fail our students. And I've had students tell me all kinds of stories about what teachers have actually said in their classroom about the lack of courage to go against the system and that there's no sense in it. Now, why would you tell a child that, especially one that's 14, 15 years old, trying to make it through high school, that the teacher has given up going to the board or going to the administration and having the courage to do that? And then they have to go home and look at parents that don't have the courage. And then truly, they feel like a failure. But that's what we're going to talk about today, this failure thing. Because, you know, this failure thing becomes a... Are you still there, Angelo?
Yeah.
Yeah. This failure thing becomes a big issue sometimes with people. You know, I feel like a failure. I haven't made it big in my life. And then you say, well, what's big in your life? What do you mean big in your life? What are you talking about? And what I hear...
Sometimes when I'm doing things that I don't know nothing about or not aware of, that's what frightens me. It's not about not wanting to do it. It's because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I say it like that because when I was in school, when I was a young child,
yeah,
I wasn't very good at some of the things I did, so I turned to being a class clown and, you know, making jokes and doing things to hide the fact that I didn't know how to do the work.
Right, right.
Well, so what I do now is I push myself, and I encourage other people to push themselves to do things that they don't either want to do or don't know how to do or are afraid to do it. Because that creates failure.
Yes.
You know, for me, the accomplishment of doing something like that I don't know, or I just force myself to do things when I complete it and it's done correctly, I feel like a brand new person.
Right.
You know, so that's what I do for myself. And I encourage other people to take a chance in themselves to do the things that they can't do, or like I said, I don't want to do. Or don't know how to do.
Or yeah, and thank you so much, because I think that's one thing that we forget in looking at failure, the word failure, the whole concept of it, and then looking at the Serenity Prayer also, and knowing the difference between serenity and courage, is that sometimes you say these words, we say these words to people. Many people out there that are listening to us right now, and some of them really don't know what that means. I mean, we might know the dictionary definition of serenity or courage, but we really don't know how to begin and how to really start moving stress out of our lives. And that's a hard thing. You know, where do we go? Where's the first step that we make towards our health and our wellness? Okay, how do we get that going in our lives? Well, I can tell you one way, and it has to do with our title for today's show, and that's in dealing with this failure issue. When we start dealing with this failure issue. And really understanding what does failure mean. My friends, let me just say to you that failure is only failure when you don't try. Now, I said that recently to my grandson, and because he was in one of the sports games, and he says, but Grandmommy, a point is a point. So when somebody gets 75 points and the other person gets 76 points, They say that's the winner. But my point is this, is that may be the winner in the points, but there's another side of playing games. There's another side of participating, even with this show, of why sometimes it's so hard for people to call in and to participate because of a fear they have that they might not say the right thing. They may not know how to truly participate in saying the right thing. And so by not knowing how to do that, they feel that they are a failure. And it goes back to some old stuff, old school stuff, if you will, okay, in our lives. And so I just wanted to take a moment. And I want everybody to keep in mind what we were talking about. And if I'm missing some people on the switchboard, just hang in there with me. I'm trying my best to get this switchboard working right. And then I'll be able to take your comments. The title of today's show was "There Is No Failure Unless You Stop Trying." And I talk about how we can share wonderful insights about what generations past have continued to prove appropriate for today's students. I mean, I remember things my grandmother said, things good, solid, encouraging teachers have said to me, whether they were the man on the corner, hello, the man on the corner that told me, girl, don't you ever hide your books under your shirt, because under your sweater, because you're afraid of people calling you a nerd. That was a lesson. He was a teacher. Even though he had a bottle in his pocket in a brown paper bag, he was a teacher because he taught me something. Teacher doesn't always mean that I went to college and I got a degree. And I hope that I've got that across in all the shows that we've done since January. So when we look at what is appropriate for today's student, we're looking at relationships. Relationships that can cause us to feel like we're a failure. Our own sexuality issues. And when I bring that up in the class, I have a whole PowerPoint presentation I do on sexuality and psychology, and how important both of them are for us to learn from, and how it impacts our lives and causes us stress. Right in the classroom, thinking and doodling about someone that they feel in love with or someone they want to be with, okay? Job pressures. You know, someone very precious to me told me just this morning, I'm under so much pressure with my job. I think I'm going to be fired. I think I'm going to be laid off. Not fired, laid off. Which, in so many words, means the same thing, right, Andrew? It means the same thing. Right, listeners?
Yeah.
Okay? So, and then the academic failure part. Well, if I don't get the student loan, then I can't go to school. I can't study because I got all these pressures on me. I'm a single parent. My wife or my husband just left me, and I'm failing my classes, and so many other things. How much failure, and I should put some quotation marks around that, quote, failure can one stand? Because failure is what we think it is. It's not what the book may say on academic failure. It's not about the point, that one point that made somebody a winner in a game. It's, did you keep on trying? Did you roll up your sleeves and keep on trying? So today, we're going to go through some techniques to develop some coping strategies with me and hopefully some other guests that will join us this morning. And always make sure, listeners out there, you can always listen. You know, like if you're driving or something right now and you're just tuning in for a minute, You can always listen to previously recorded shows at blogtalkradio.com/student-to-teacher. And you can participate every Saturday morning we're on, okay, unless I'm somewhere where I cannot get through on communications. We are on every Saturday morning between 10 and 11, and you can drop in and chat online with us, give us your comments, or call in to 1-646-727-3758. And you can just be on the line, or you can say something on the line, okay? So don't ever be embarrassed about that. So, Angelo, I ask you, have you ever known a failure, a real failure in this life? I want to know, if you've known it yourself, great, you can talk about that. But I want to know if there's anybody out there that can talk about someone being a failure and then having the ability to show that serenity to accept the things they cannot change.
You know, it's funny you ask me that, because mm-hmm. sometimes failure can be the jarring experience to make a person want to do things correctly. You know, a drug addict, for example, goes into recovery. Stays in recovery for a while. Thinks he's doing good. Stops doing the things that he used to do. Stop, you know, reaching out and teaching people how to stay clean. When he stops doing that, he unplugs himself. You know, failure is something that's going to happen. 9 times out of 10, that person will pick up and start using again, thinking he can do it a different way. And sometimes that failure can make the jarring experience to make a person say, okay, it didn't work this time. It didn't work the other time. So now I'm going to do it the right way.
Uh-huh.
And this is the way to do it. And that's the only way to do it. You know, and make a person really grab onto that recovery or whatever they're doing. It's a job, you know, school. If they mm-hmm. fail in school, you know, they reach a point where they're failing their grades, that may make them want to do better. The same
right.
thing with the job. A person thinks they're going to lose their job because of failure. They may want to, you know, to do things differently.
Yes.
You know, that's how I feel about it. You know, failure can also be a good thing, too. It doesn't have to always be a bad thing. It can make people say, okay, wipe yourself off. Get back in the saddle. Let's do this again. But let's
yeah.
do this the right.
You know, what I hear, and correct me if I'm wrong, what I hear you saying is that there's a way to look at yourself and make an evaluation of whether or not you're going to try again. I mean, that's what I hear
yeah.
you saying, is that sometimes you did it, okay, you made the effort, and then it didn't work. So you can feel like a failure. You have a choice now. Grant me the difference to know the difference between whether I should find that peace again, because I was happy when I was in school. I was doing cool. I was meeting some nice people. You know, I was happy on that job. It was good for me to work. But all of a sudden now, I feel bad. And I don't like feeling bad like this. So what do I do now? I keep on trying. One of the old sayings that I remember, as a matter of fact, I think my father said it to me just the other day, and he said, it's not the way you fall. It's the way you get up. Okay? And another friend of mine said that. He owns a oil and bookstore here in Phoenix, Arizona. Said almost identical same thing. Is that it's not how you fall, It's how you get up. And so, listeners, I just want you to be aware that sometimes it's not about this word failure that we push on ourselves constantly. Okay? It's about the way that we interact with each other. And interact, most importantly, with ourselves. And whatever and however we call on the God that motivates us. Because the God that motivates us, whatever we call that God, is the one who helps us to know the difference. Don't you agree?
Professor.
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I have to take care of some business right now, so I'm going to sign off.
I understand.
Okay,
and we're ready to close up the show today. We haven't had much on chat this morning. And I see that there's been some attempt to get through. I'm so sorry, listeners, that I have unfortunately not been able to get through to your calls as you've called in. But just hang in there because I want to share some more things with you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Angelo. We appreciate you very much. Looking forward to hearing from you next week. So I'm going to finish out today's show by talking about wellness. And so for those of you that are out there listening, I want you to first understand that the warning signs of failure, of feeling this failure, are usually associated with stress. And there are some warning signs that help you acknowledge about stress. Failure and stress go hand in hand together. And when you're talking about the warning signs, you're talking about emotional signs, behavioral signs, and physical signs. I'll write that down for a moment. Write down emotional signs, behavioral signs, and physical signs. So, and we talked about some mental health conditions that have gone on in the past, and we did 4 shows based on mental health conditions that many times go ignored. But I've got some more things I want you to look at. I want you to look at the emotional signs, anxiety, feeling very anxious, feeling irritable. If you're irritable a lot, if you feel tired a lot, then those are signs, those are emotional signs of stress. And they can be dangerous in the sense that they can lead to behavioral signs. So emotion and behavior are 2 different things that you need to look at. Because a stress reaction, and I'm not going to get too heavy with this, with all the autonomic nervous systems and all of that kind of stuff. I just want to share with you that your nervous system that controls all of the nerves in your body, okay? And it's almost like somebody getting on the top of a mountain and riding it down for the first time, or getting on a roller coaster and taking the ride for the first time. It's a really, really scary type of feeling. But some people like that stress. Some people like that adrenaline rush, we call it. And some don't. But the behavior itself, moving from the emotional signs to the behavioral signs, we talk about the extreme or self-destructive behaviors. And then we come to self-neglect. Now, if anybody wants to talk about that, that's fine. Hello? Did you get that? Self-neglect. Poor judgment about ourselves. And then we get, after we go through the emotional signs, and then we get to the behavioral signs, and you can see it. Other people start noticing things about you, about your neglecting yourself, and you're having some poor judgment issues. Then we get into the physical signs, which are excessive worry about illness, which leads into the book that I'm finishing, the rehabilitation of our illness mentality. Rehabilitating means fixing it, making it feel better, making it work differently. And then we have exhaustion. Now we're, earlier I talked about behavioral signs and irritability, and then we talked about mental fatigue. Okay, and when we talked about mental fatigue, now we're talking about severe fatigue. Hello? And we get severe fatigue when we are in a situation where we cannot. We cannot seem to wake up. We can't seem to wake up. We sleep because we're depressed. We sleep because we are stressed. Overuse of medications and the factor that we have many, many physical ailments and complaints coming about. And so what we want to do, listeners out there, is we want to make sure that the emotional and the behavioral signs don't lead us into physical signs that can lead us into failure on another level. Because there is, I'm going back to the title now, there is no failure unless you stop trying. When you stop trying, then you can truly say, I am a failure. But as long as you get out there on that basketball, football court, whatever, as long as you take that step to get up every morning and you try your best to get to that bus stop, even when your car doesn't work, and you get to work or you get into that classroom, that means you have tried, and that means, from this Professor Applewhite, that you are a success. So we end our show with 20 minutes remaining because we don't have any announcements to make today because, as I said earlier, Dorothy and Nazim Rashid are traveling, and so and they are also getting their show together that will be following at 11 a.m. And so let us do this. Let us just have a moment of whatever you call peace, by whatever God gives you that, okay? Through the Lord Jesus Christ, through Allah, through Muhammad, through the Mormon Church, through the Catholic Church, any mode that you use to give you peace. And let that truly give you peace. Because I find a lot of people that are in different churches and they go to churches every Sunday and sometimes three or four times a week and they still don't have peace. So I ask you to look inside of what you're doing and really make sure that that's bringing you peace in your life. And peace carries a whole lot of stuff with it. Joy, just this nice feeling of comfort. You know, you feel that when you have good mothers and good fathers and they hug you, you feel peace. Okay? And if you don't, you look, children are always looking for that. And if they can't find it in their parents, they will find it in their teachers. If they can't find it in their teachers, they will find it in those people we talked about earlier. All of us are at one time in our lives teachers, and at one time in our lives students. And it's this interchangeable circle of life that we go through. So remember, whenever you teach somebody, you hold your head up high and your chest out, and you say, you know what, I'm a teacher. But I want you to do the same thing when you're learning from somebody else and say, hey, I'm a student too. And I hope teachers out there listening to the show this morning will feel that sense of you can be a student, and it doesn't demean who you are for your years of education. I'm a PhD, doctoral researcher, and I'm telling you, I learn from my students today. I learn from my 3-year-old grandson, okay? And all the other 4 grandsons, especially the oldest one that's 16 now. We learn from who, when the student is ready, if you go back to some of our earlier shows, one of the first shows that we did, and we're going to repeat that show again, is when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And that's another one of those ancient sayings, okay, from our ancestors. So take a few moments when we get off the show and just kind of like, if you have to, go back and rewind the show, because you can do that. You know, if you've got a computer, you can rewind and listen to it again and really reflect on some of the things that I've been saying to you this morning. And see if it doesn't help you. And then take a moment, if you can, and give me a call at 480-659-8582, or call the show number, or send a message through the comment section on under the Blog Talk Radio, student to teacher to student radio show on the internet. We thank you, and we thank all of our legislative officials that are doing the best they can, and we wish them peace, God, that God grants them the serenity to do the things, to accept the things that they cannot change, and the courage to change the things that they can, and the wisdom to change, to know the difference between the two. Much love and peace to you. Talk to you next Saturday. All right, then. Let's go out and change ourselves and impact the world. This is Professor Applewhite signing out.